好開心認識你哋。
And I'm so glad to be here to get to.
亦都好開心能夠今日同你哋一齊分享神嘅話語。
To share God's word with you today.
我哋先有個祈禱。
Let's pray together.
天父，多謝你，你係嗰位永生嘅主。
Father, thank you for being the eternal God.
你引導我哋跟隨你。
And you lead us to follow you.
並且你行出你嘅道路出嚟。
And you are leading us on your path.
話俾我哋聽應該點樣行。你都俾我哋力量去行。多谢你，每个星期都俾我哋能够可以喺教会当中去敬拜你。求你与我哋同在，同我哋讲说话，让我哋内心充满住主你自己嘅说话，扎根喺你自己嘅真道当中成长。多谢你听我哋祈祷，奉主名求。
阿门。
阿门。喺 Internet 里边咧，曾经有一段非常之流行嘅一个短片。
It was once a video clip that went viral on the Internet.
有一个男士当街俾人哋罚咗，跪喺路上边。
It features a man who was kneeling on a very busy roadside and he was publicly rebuked.
企喺佢側邊嘅一個女士。
Standing next to him was another lady.
佢一手就捉住嗰個男人嘅頭髮。
With one hand, she was yanking his hair.
另外一隻手就兜巴冚落去塊面度。
With the other hand, slapping his face.
打好多次。
Repeatedly slapping on him.
你有冇見過啊
？Have you watched that clip?
嗰個女士鬧得好激動。
And she was so excited when she was slapping him.
佢話：話説係呢個佢嘅男朋友帶咗一個女性嘅朋友去佢屋企。
Well, the argument was about this man who brought another female friend to his home.
所以呢個女士就問佢。
So this lady asked him.
你有冇當過我係你女朋友
？Well, did you respect me as your girlfriend?
好多人都望到呢個情況喺街裏邊。
So many people was watching this scene.
哇！佢哋覺得好驚奇。
And they were shocked.
跟住呢段短片就擺咗上去 YouTube。
So this clip was on the internet.
如果你有睇嘅時候，你都會覺得，哇！你都可能好感嘆。
And if you have watched it, you probably felt a little astonished.
何等嘅女人
？What kind of a woman is this？
如此嘅男人
？And what kind of boyfriend is that？
我睇咗之後，第一個反應就係、
是。And my first reaction.
當街當巷咁樣去羞辱一個人。
Well, if you could shame someone so publicly,
呢個係咩態度咧
？What kind of attitude do you have yourself？
如果我係佢嘅男朋友
，If I were the boyfriend，
我就會諗
，I would think，
究竟你有冇當過我係你男朋友啊
？Well, did you respect me as your boyfriend？
我衷心祝福大家。
I wish all of you guys
唔好遇見呢種女人。
Not to meet this kind of girlfriend。
亦都唔好做呢種女人。
Don't become this kind of girlfriend。
或者大家冇經歷過呢種嘅體驗啊
？I don't know if you had the previous experience。
但你有冇經歷過呢一種體驗呢
？And how about the following situation？
有一個理直氣壯嘅宗教人士。
Someone who claims to be righteous and religious。
佢喺精神意義上邊公開嘅掹住你嘅頭髮。
It feels like he was attacking you emotionally by yanking your hair.
佢咧理直氣壯咁不斷咁去掌掴你。
And he feels he has the right to slap you repeatedly.
佢責備你。
To rebuke you.
佢話你竟然做出啲咁嘅事。
And to say to you, how dare you do this?
然後佢又問
你 ，or to ask you,
你有冇當你係一個基督徒咧
？Did you even consider yourself Christian?
唔知道大家有冇遇過啲咁嘅人？
I don't know if you've met someone like that.
我希望大家唔會遇到呢啲咁嘅宗教人士。
I hope you never met someone.
而自己都唔好做呢一種嘅宗教人士。
And don't become someone who is so-called religious like that.
弟兄姊妹，當我哋遇到我哋自己有錯誤嘅時候
，When we face our own mistakes，
我哋都希望我哋能夠以温柔嘅有人以温柔嘅心。
We all hope that we can meet someone who's gentle in heart.
去接纳我哋嘅过错。
To accept our mistakes. Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
呢位嘅法利赛人，如果我哋用一个现代方式嚟到去描写
，How would we describe this Pharisee, in today's terms?
你就会见到一个人去着住一个好名贵嘅西装。
It would probably look like someone who walked in with a brand name suit.
跟住手里边又揸住一个好智能嘅智能手机。
Holding the latest smartphone.
跟住佢翘起只脚。
And then folding his legs together.
懒洋洋咁坐喺教会嘅一个好宽阔嘅地方。
Sitting very relaxed in an open aisle seat.
啊，咁啱佢身边咧有一个祈引祷嘅人。
And at the same time, someone was praying next to him.
啊，佢喺度认紧罪。
And this person who was praying was confessing at the same time.
咁我咧就继续硬硬脚。
And then this guy with the suit keep tapping his toes.
佢就望住呢个人。
And looking at the person who was praying.
然后佢自言自语咁话。
And just talking to himself.
好似祈祷。
Well, he looked like he was praying.
但系更加似嘅，其实佢想讲啲嘢俾佢听。
But it almost looked like he was trying to tell that other person something.
咁佢喺度讲乜嘢咧？佢就话啦。
And what did he say?
神啊，我真系感谢你。
Oh God, I thank you so much.
因为我有好多钱。
Because I'm rich.
我日头唔使翻工。
I don't even have to work anymore.
所以成日都可以翻嚟教会敬拜你。
So I can come to the church to worship you all the time.
我唔似得嗰啲人挂住翻工。
I'm not like the other people who has to work all the time.
佢就唔能够翻嚟教会去敬拜。
And therefore can't even come to worship you.
神你又祝福我嘅工作。
And God, you blessed my work so much.
等我越做就越起劲。
So that I get more prosperous as I work.
我就唔似得好似嗰啲人咁样。
Not like that person.
佢用好多嘅哪吒嘅手段。
Trying to use all sorts of ways.
嚟到得到一个高嘅职位。
To try to step up to a high position.
我又娶咗一个好靓嘅老婆。
And I have a very beautiful wife too.
啊，使到我唔使咧，佢对好似其他啲人咁样出去勾三搭四。
And I don't even have to flirt around.
或者花咗好多时间嚟到去喺爱情上边。
Or to waste time finding true love.
我更加多谢你，因为我每年都可以去两次圣地旅行。
Hey, I thank you because I go to the Holy Land at least twice a year.
唔似得嗰啲人咧，日日喺度工作。
Hey, not like the other person who has to work all the time.
我上个星期啊
，just last week，
我先至去咗个慈善晚会。
I went to this charity ball.
我慷慨解囊。
And I was being so generous.
帮助好多人。
Helped so many people.
哇，嗰啲人。特別嗰個主人都同我一齊影相。
Well, even the host had to come to me to take a selfie with me.
啊，實在係恩典。
Oh, that's such grace.
啊，感謝主。
Oh, thank God.
跟住佢繼續緊緊緊腳。
So he kept on mumbling, tapping his toes.
好滿足佢自己心裏邊所有嘅。
Oh, so satisfied with what he has.
嗱，如果你見到呢種人
，So if you see this type of person,
你會點諗咧
？How would you feel?
咩態度
？What attitude？
我希望大家都唔會見到呢種嘅宗教人士。
I hope you don't meet this type of so-called religious person。
你都唔好做呢種嘅宗教人士。
Don't become one。
喺今日經文裏邊，我哋見到係一位嘅法利賽人。
In today's passage, we see a Pharisee。
佢喺個殿裏邊，佢自言自語。
In the synagogue, it said that he was praying about himself。
佢 似乎喺度祷告，
he looked like、he was praying,
但系又唔似喺度祈紧祷。
But he wasn't really praying.
佢自言自语喺度讲，
he was just mumbling.
讲啲乜嘢？
What did he say?
讲自己的威水史咯。
About how great he is.
讲下自己就去向人晒下自己嘅名啦。
Bragging about himself.
佢第一句嘅祈祷就话啦。
The first line he said was.
佢话神啊，我感谢你。
God, I thank you.
呢句说话好唔好啊？
Does that sound about right?
非常之好嘅。
It's rather on point, right?
但系第二句说话佢就咁讲。
But the second line.
我不像别人勒索。
I'm not like the other men.
不义。
Like robbers.
奸淫。
Doers or adulterers.
也不像这个税吏。
Or even like this tax collector.
呢句说话就唔系咁好啦。
That doesn't seem to sound right.
佢似乎佢站喺一个道德嘅高地上边。
He seemed to be standing on a high moral ground.
在一个的宗教的高地上面
On a religious high ground,
他来到轻看了其他人
To look down upon other people
我不像其他人
I'm not like them
这种说法将人二分了
This type of language separated himself from the others
我站得比他高一点
I am standing higher than the others
他在我下面
He is below me
他们个个都是做一些不好的事
They were all doing something bad
我就唔同啦。
But I'm different.
我系一个好人。
I am a good person.
全世界人都系有罪嘅。
Well, everyone else in the world sin.
但我就系例外嘅。
But I'm exception.
弟兄姊妹，当一个人咁样去表达佢自己嘅时候
，When someone express themselves in such a way，
你中唔中意啊
？Do you like that person？
唔中意系嘛
？No, we don't.
我哋都唔中意。我哋唔中意一个人，佢系觉得自己站喺一个属灵嘅高地上边。
We don't like someone who seems to be standing on high moral spiritual grounds.
跟住佢就去指控一啲唔够佢道德、唔够佢敬虔。
Starting to rebuke others who did not seem to meet his standards.
尤其是当呢个法利赛人佢咁讲。
So when this Pharisee said,
我唔会好似呢个税吏咁。
I'm not even like this tax collector.
我哋心里面更加嘅唔中意呢个法利赛人，系咪
？We really feel like we don't like this Pharisee。
呢个税吏就正正喺呢个法利赛人嘅身边。
This tax collector was just standing right beside this Pharisee。
其实系佢嘅邻舍嚟。
It's his neighbor。
佢咁样讲系刻意嘅去伤害佢。
When the Pharisee was saying these things, he was hurting this tax collector。
去羞辱佢。
To shame him。
在某一个意义上面这个法利赛人就好像刚才我所说的那个女人一样
This Pharisee was just like the woman that we talked about at the beginning
她一手就抓住这个税吏的头发
Holding the tax collector's hair with one hand
另一只手就是刮打她
Slapping his face with the other
要羞辱她
To shame him
同一时间
At the same time
她自己的名声又高举了
He's trying to lift himself up
法利赛人，我哋都知道喺圣经当中系一种嘅代表。
We know that the Pharisee is a symbol in the Bible。
代表住圣经里边一种嘅宗教敬虔嘅人。
It represents those who are pious in the Bible。
佢哋努力嘅嚟到去维持呢种宗教嘅传统。
They try their best to hold up to religious traditions。
亦都对神咧一种嘅正直嘅一种正义嘅心。
They try to be righteous before God。
这一切原本都是好的
This is actually something good.
但是只是一念之隔一念之差
But there's a slight error in their thinking.
这个被视为敬虔的象征的人物
This symbol of a pious person.
就将神给他的一切的恩典看为他自己一个属灵的素质
tries to hold on to God's grace as his own.
并且将自己咧推上一个道德嘅高位上边。
In order to push himself into a high moral ground，
佢睇其他人为低下嘅。
He looked upon others as lowlier。
就系呢种一念之差。
And this is exactly this slight error in thinking。
亦都展示咗佢内心嗰种嘅邪恶。
That exposes his own wickedness in his heart。
主耶稣为什么要讲这个比喻呢
Why did Jesus tell this parable?
他究竟是针对哪些人讲的呢
Who was the intended audience?
圣经第九节就咁讲啦。
In verse 9,
耶稣向那仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻。
To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else.
主耶稣讲得好清楚。
So Jesus told us clearly.
这个比喻是讲给那些自以为自己比别人更加道德、更加有宗教情操而去藐视别人的人讲的。
This parable was told to those who feel that they are confident in their own righteousness and those who look down on everybody else.
问题是我们是一个这样的人呢？
The question is, are we one of these people?
人都很容易以为自己伟大。
It's very easy for us to think how great we are.
但就觉得其他人一文不值。
And to think other people as worthless.
就似頭先嗰位嘅女士，
like、the woman in the video,
對住跪喺面前嗰個男朋友，
rebuking the boyfriend in front of him,
就話：究竟你當唔當我係你嘅女朋友？
Did you respect me as your girlfriend?
呢位女士認為呢位嘅男朋友帶一個女朋友翻嚟屋企係一件絕對邪惡嘅事。
The fact that bringing another lady home is something totally wrong.
面对这个绝对的邪恶，
and with this total evil and total wrongdoing,
她自己就是绝对的正义。
She is totally right.
她就站在这个正义的位置上面。
So on this righteous ground,
所以就觉得她是合理的，去责打她，去刮打她。
Even slapping the boyfriend publicly is very reasonable.
羞辱她。
Shaming him.
都 OK 嘅。
It's fine。
但系咪咁样就真系绝对嘅正义咧
？Is that righteousness？
当佢公然嘅嚟去羞辱一个人嘅时候
，When she was shaming someone so publicly，
其实咪亦都去展示紧佢内心嘅一个邪恶咯。
It also exposed her own wickedness in her heart。
有一次我喺餐厅度食嘢
，One time was eating in a restaurant。
咁有个侍应生唔小心。倒瀉咗一啲飲品。
Oh, and a waitress poured something.
倒咗落去一個嘅客人嘅衫上邊。
Pour something unintentionally on another customer's clothing.
跟住呢個嘅人咧就即係好嬲。
And this customer was mad.
鬧起上嚟。
And yelled at the waitress.
唔應該講嘅都講埋出嚟。
With foul language.
鬧到呢個侍應生喊。
And this waitress started to cry.
他就好像站在一个他就是上帝的一个位置里面。
He seems to be standing above like a god.
去羞辱一个服侍他的人。
And trying to shame the person who was serving him.
这件衫是污糟了。
Yeah, the clothing was made dirty.
但这个人的人格更加污糟了。
But we could see that his character was also not clean.
有些老师他会对着学生说，
Some teachers would say to their students,
死蠢，教極都唔聽，教極都唔明，懶泥扶唔上壁。
Why are you so dumb? Can't you learn anything? You're not going to amount to much.
有啲父母會指住自己嘅女講，或者仔講。
And some parents would say to their kids,
生嚿叉燒好過生你。
I so regret having you. I'd rather go for ice cream.
有啲老板亦都会咁同佢一啲嘅属下讲。
And some employers would say to the employees,
你咁都做唔掂，你过主啦。
Oh, don't waste my time. You fail. Just move on.
其实呢啲嘅老师、呢啲嘅父母、呢啲嘅老板，
佢嘅 teachers and
父母同埋老板
and parents and employers.
呢啲系咩态度呢？
What attitude?
老师其实系蒙天父嘅恩典。
Teachers are being blessed by God.
有机会去吸取知识。
To be educated in the first place.
去教育佢嘅学生。
So they can educate their students.
父母其实亦都系蒙咗天父嘅恩典。
And the parents are also receiving blessings from God.
去教育佢嘅子女。
So they have children that they can foster.
作为老板嘅都一样。
And it's the same with employers.
佢都系蒙到天父所俾嘅恩典。
They are given grace from above.
佢能够赚足够嘅钱。
That they can make enough money.
请一啲嘅员工帮佢手。
And they can hire people.
其实佢哋每一个人都领受咗恩典。
Everyone has been given God's grace.
但系一个唔好嘅老师。
But a poor teacher.
一个唔好嘅父母。
Poor parents.
一个唔好嘅老板。
And poor employers.
就会藉住呢啲嘅恩典，将自己摆喺一个高位上边。
May abuse the grace that was given them to put themselves and lift themselves up on high.
去轻视嗰啲唔合佢标准嘅人。
And to look down upon anyone who does not meet their standard.
其实咁咪即系好似耶稣所讲嘅呢个法利赛人咁。
Is that not the same as the Pharisee that Jesus talked about in this parable?
佢利用咗神所俾嘅恩典。
He also abused God's grace.
用尽佢嘅优势。
He made use of that as his privilege.
嚟到轻视咗呢一个嘅税吏。
To look down upon the tax collector.
如果今日主耶稣讲完呢一个法利赛人嘅比喻之后，
so after this parable,
佢同你讲，你估下边一个系我哋生命当中嘅法利赛人呢？
Let's ask ourselves. So who are the Pharisees amongst us?
边个系呢？
Who's the Pharisees?
佢系啦。
Yeah, maybe that one.
呢个又系啦。
Or that one.
啊，个个都系。
Yeah, all Pharisees.
其实当我哋认为好多人都系法利赛人嘅时候，
But when we start to think that many of us are Pharisees,
其实更加显明嘅话俾我哋听，我哋本身就系一个法利赛人。
It actually just points right back at ourselves that we are the Pharisees.
当你话，哎，我唔似得佢哋咁样。
When you start saying, hey, I'm not like them.
你就要想下你所讲的说话其实不是跟法利赛人的讲的一样。
What you just said, did it not sound exactly like what the Pharisee said?
好像今天我站在一个台上面讲道。
So just like today, I'm standing preaching.
我就对你们指指点点。
I started pointing my fingers at you.
其实我就是一个法利赛人。
Then I am the Pharisee too.
在主耶稣的比喻当中也都有一位税吏。
There's also a tax collector in this parable.
经文说这个税吏他远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
This tax collector stood at a distance and would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God have mercy on me, a sinner.
我就看到一个图画。
So I see this picture.
是一个卑微的灵魂。
Of a very humble spirit.
他失足在一个圣殿的一角里面。
Shriveling in the corner of the synagogue.
我不明白的就是这个这样的人为什么他会回来教，回来圣殿祈祷呢？
I don't understand why this person came to the synagogue.
他明知身边的人都会歧视他。
He knows that everyone else would look down on him.
连他自己都会歧视自己。
Cannot even forgive himself.
他回到来有机会被人家指控他的罪。
When he goes there, people probably would charge him against his sins.
连他自己都会控告他自己。
And he also feels guilty himself.
他都知道自己的污秽和一些圣洁的人要保持距离。
And he knows of his own sins and he was trying to keep a distance between himself and the others.
他都感觉到自己和这位天父有一个很大的距离。
And he feels a gap between himself and the Heavenly Father.
他甚至回到来教会里面，这个圣殿里面去唱歌的时候，他的心里面都不开心。
And he probably could not sing with a very joyful heart when he was there.
他甚至可能完了个聚会之后，他都不敢跟牧师和传道人握手。
And maybe he's like one who cannot even shake the hands of the pastor after service.
他甚至完了崇拜之后，他都不夠膽跟一些弟兄姊妹一起来到去午餐聚会的。
Or he would not even feel comfortable to be eating out with brothers and sisters after a service.
他这么痛苦，为什么他还回来呢？
He's such a hurt man. Why did he go there?
或者我想到他回来这个教会或者圣殿。
I am thinking maybe he was trying to go back.
至少他能够养成一种宗教的习惯。
Maybe to start a religious practice.
或者他可以找到一些生存的寄托。
And maybe to find some meaning in life.
又或者佢能够喺呢一笪地方里边揾到一少少嘅宽恕。
Or to find a little forgiveness in this place.
呢个瑞利就好似一个喺悬崖边就嚟跌落去悬崖底嘅一个人。
This tax collector was like a cliffhanger.
佢紧紧嘅揸住悬崖嘅少少嘅绿草。
He was holding to a small twig from the edge of the cliff.
一个好可怜嘅瑞利。
It's someone who is in need of mercy.
但系你读呢段圣经嘅时候，你有冇发现一件事咧？
There's something interesting when we read this passage.
唔单止系呢个瑞利。
Not only this tax collector.
其实呢度有两个好可怜嘅人。
But there are two people here who is in need of mercy.
一个系法利赛人。
One is a Pharisee.
另一个就系瑞利。
And the other is a tax collector.
但法利赛人睇唔到自己嘅可怜。
However, the Pharisee could not see how pathetic he was.
佢意识唔到自己生命当中嘅邪恶。
He did not see the wickedness in his own life.
但系呢个税吏却系明白佢嘅可怜。
But this tax collector understands he is pitiful.
佢都意识到自己生命当中嘅不义。
He knows that there's a lot of unrighteousness in his life.
法利赛人利用咗宗教嘅恩，利用咗神嘅恩典。
The Pharisee made use of God's grace.
将自己摆喺一个高位上边。
To lift himself up.
令到自己高人一等。
To feel that he's higher than all the others.
去藐视另一个人。
And to look down on the others.
但系对于税吏嚟讲。
But for the tax collector.
佢明白到自己几咁需要恩典。
He knows how much he is in need of mercy.
佢几咁需要神嘅宽恕。
He is in need of God's forgiveness.
所以对于佢嚟讲。
So to the tax collector.
呢个信仰成为佢生命当中最后嘅依靠。
Faith becomes his last hope in life.
主耶稣用呢个比喻话俾我哋听。
Jesus used this parable to tell us.
其实我哋都同呢个法利赛人相离不远。
We're actually very similar to the Pharisee.
但系当我哋发现自己好似一个法利赛人嘅时候
，But as we are aware that we're almost like this Pharisee，
我哋都会同呢个税吏相离不远。
We might become actually closer to the tax collector.
只不过是一念之差。
It's only this slight error in thinking.
今天其实人性很黑暗。
There's a lot of darkness in human nature.
我们每一个人心里面都有很多黑暗点。
We have a lot of darkness inside of us.
我们需要主。
We need God.
我们感谢天父。
We thank God.
福音之所以为之福音
，The gospel is indeed good news，
系因为佢能够使到我哋喺绝望当中得到神嘅怜悯。
Because it gives us God's mercy when we are totally despair，
使我哋再一次有希望。
So we can have hope。
边个明白自己嘅丑陋呢
？Is there anyone who understand that we are dark？
边个愿意唔再践踏？别人的丑陋呢
Is there anyone who refuses to step upon others and to look down upon others?
哪个愿意谦卑下来
Is there anyone who is willing to be humbled?
这个人就会发现神看顾谦卑的人
This person would find that God looks after the humble.
远比起那个虚伪自私的人更加的亲近神
And this person actually draws closer to God compared to the one who is stepping on others.
主耶稣在比喻的结尾的时候这样说
At the end of the parable,
我告诉你们
Jesus said, I tell you,
这人回家去比那人倒算为义了
that this man rather than the other went home justified before God.
因为凡自高的必降为卑
For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled.
自卑的必升为高
And he who humbles himself will be exalted.
有一间教会，当牧师讲完呢一个比喻嘅道之后，
there was a church and the pastor was also preaching from the same parable.
有一个嘅信徒就喺结束嘅时候祈祷。
So, at the end, someone came up to make a responsive prayer.
佢就大声话。
And so he prayed.
神啊，感谢你。
God, I thank you.
我唔似得呢个法利赛人。
Because I'm not like this Pharisee.
唔應該咁樣啦，咪
？Is that the way we should pray？
咁我哋應該點祈禱
？So how should we pray？
會唔會我哋話神啊，我感謝你
？God, I thank you。
你怜悯我，好似怜悯税吏一样。
Because you have mercy on me, just like you have mercy on the tax collector.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Let's pray together.
神啊，你怜悯我哋，好似你怜悯税吏一样。
Lord, thank you for having mercy on us, just like you have mercy on the tax collector.
我哋感谢你，因为系你使到我哋睇见我哋自己嘅污秽。
Lord, we thank you because you make us realize how filthy we are.
求你俾我哋唔好去滥用咗你俾我哋嘅恩典。
We pray that we would not abuse the grace that you give us.
看自己比人哋高人一等。
To use this grace to lift ourselves up.
让我哋能够可以看到自己系一个蒙恩嘅罪人。
We pray that we would see ourselves as a sinner who's been blessed by you.
多谢你在当中教导我哋。
Thank you for teaching us.
我哋同心祈祷，奉耶稣名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.